With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump was declared the winner of Nevada's presidential race early this morning. That adds six more electoral votes to his victory margin. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says that he expects Trump to get to work on securing the border soon.
I mean, I think Trump will reimpose the policies he had on the border. I think he's going to be able to get the money for the wall now. I mean, the Democrats can hardly oppose it since Harris said they were in favor of it.
Senator Talent interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. In Southern California, fire crews gaining some ground against a massive wildfire.
It's like trying to put out a blowtorch with a squirt gun.
That's Ventura County Fire Department Captain Tony McKell, who spoke to ABC 7 Los Angeles. The good news is there is some better weather as far as the firefighters are concerned coming over the weekend. Charles de la Desma reports evacuations are gathering pace near an active volcano in Indonesia.
Indonesia's Mount Lebotobi Laki-Laki volcano is spewing towering columns of hot ash high into the air on Saturday, days after a huge eruption killed nine people and injured dozens of others. Villager Batin Agnes tells the AP, "We ran among the falling sand and rocks. Smoke and fire continued to glow." The island's Center for Volcanology and Geological Disaster Mitigation says volcanic materials, including smoldering rocks, lava, and hot thumb-sized fragments of gravel and ash, were thrown up 5 miles into the air from the crater on Friday. I'm Charles de la Desma.
More election results trickling in from this week's major election victory for Republicans. However, in the Senate race in Nevada, it went the Democrats' way. Democrat Jackie Rosen winning re-election to her seat, staving off a tough challenge from Republican Sam Brown. This is SRN News. A major effort to spread the gospel is progressing.
The Global Church Network's plan is to set up 800 training hubs for Christian leaders all around the world in hopes of providing the kind of guidance that will be needed to achieve the organization's goal of fulfilling the Great Commission by the year 2030. GCN says so far it's managed to establish 200 of those training hubs on six of the seven continents. The latest hubs have been opened in South Africa and the Balkans. In all, additionally, 1 million pastors will be trained. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American school children are getting more days off now as cities, counties, and states start to recognize the holidays of more minority religious groups. In New York City, public school students have a day off to mark the holiday of Diwali. It's celebrated by Hindus in India and among the global Indian diaspora, including here in the U.S. Diwali joins other holidays on the school calendar, including Rosh Hashanah. This is SRN News. Seattle police say they've arrested a man in connection with random stabbings over the past several days.
Officers located a suspect matching a description given by witnesses.
That is Seattle's Deputy Police Chief Eric Barden. He told Como News that they do have the suspect in custody. Assault charges, meanwhile, have been filed against a man accused of shooting at occupied vehicles in North Carolina's capital city.
Raleigh police say the 23-year-old suspect faces multiple charges in addition to assault. A second person detained at the time of his arrest has been released without any charges being filed. The case came to light after several people reported gunfire on Interstate 40 in Raleigh and suburban Cary around the Wednesday morning rush hour. Reports of other similar shootings then surfaced. One person hit in the leg suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Rich Thomason reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.